Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Zach Jackson wrote a great column today, and he joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Zach, I enjoyed reading that, and it was an interesting perspective on the young players because, you know, it's so hard to, in a way, we got a call about the draft, believe it or not, yesterday, Zach, and it's like, in a way, it's hard to wrap your head around, right, that here's where we are again, right? This is where we are every year, but we weren't expecting to be. I feel like even you, because I think, I'll give you credit, I think you are the most realistic of anybody that covers the Browns. Like, I, you know, and yet even you thought they'd be good this year, right? All of us did.
Yeah, the talent does not match the results, you know, but you are what your record says you are.
That's
so
right.
So we'll see. I mean, as far as playing the young guys, you know, the season's not totally over, but, you know, what you've done hasn't worked, and you have some circumstances this week with having to cut a starter, with a guy coming off suspension, and some key guys dealing with injuries. So, you know, it's time to say that hasn't worked, and it's time to, for some other guys who maybe have played a little bit or have been second or third in line, to either play a lot or, you know, get a little closer to the front of the line and see. I mean, you just said it, Bull. We all thought the state of this roster was refining and fine-tuning and adding, right? Well,
yeah.
If the season doesn't turn, then maybe we were all wrong about that. And for whatever reasons, then there's guys trying to play their way into long-term plans or trying to be so good in the eyes of the personnel guys that they're first in line if there's a new staff next year. Let's just be honest about it.
Ooh, yes.
Zach, what was your prediction before the season began? I forget.
I thought the Browns would be 9-7. That was my okay. Because it's midseason. I actually, it's funny you ask. I went back yesterday and read my official prediction column. So I thought they would be 4-4 at the turn and 9-7. So we're two games off of that.
Jeez.
You know, Dustin, and you and I have talked about this too. It's not the surprise. It's far from a shock that there were some struggles, some growing pains, some losses when you look at the schedule and everybody new and everybody young. But the extent of the struggles, right? Like, the offense is awful. Baker's numbers are awful, and it's certainly not all on him. And really, like, a couple, you know, I think the defense has been really good in two or three games. But in a couple of games, including last week, at a time where they needed him to just stand up and get a stop, they gave up a long drive or a long play or both. And it just hasn't been there. So, you know, I think the linebacker position is a mess. Obviously, they think the offensive line's a mess, the way they've tinkered with it over the last 3 weeks. Odell is not getting the ball. You've gotten absolutely nothing from the receivers further down the depth chart. And, you know, the secondary's been shuffled. Guys were out by injury. You know, Murray's playing. He's out again. Whitehead's no longer on the team. And Morgan Burnett missed games. I mean, it's been a mess all around.
We're talking with Zach Jackson. Zach, you know, let's talk about the coach. You talk about changing coaching staff again. We've seen it here. You've seen it a lot longer, covering this team longer than we have. And, you know, like, Freddie has done so many things in the first 8 weeks that are hard to believe, and then he often defends them in press conferences. Do you think he really believes it when he's defending himself, some of these decisions, like the Seahawks game and some of these other things, or is he just wanting to stand up for himself in the media and really down deep he knows he made mistakes? I'm not sure which is worse. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I haven't really thought of that, but I would say deep down he knows that he made mistakes, and that's how it's coming out. You know, I think he's going back to last year when really this is the time we were first introduced to him, right, because he was a position coach before that. You know, he's always been a stand-up for his guys, stand-up what you believe in, I'm going to be real with you. Whether he was always telling us the truth or not, you know, I don't know. I think maybe we can talk about that another time. But I think that's who he's been. And again, like, it's fine when you make mistakes. It's fine when 2-3 weeks in you have to go back and reassess how you prepared or how you played a certain coverage or how you managed a certain situation. It's just not fine in week 6, 7, 8, and 9 when that's happening, because
because that's a sign that, you're not getting any better.
Zach, what's Baker's biggest problem?
Well, unbelievably, I think it's confidence. What does that stem? You know, what does that stem from? You know, are guys not getting open? Is he not seeing them when he's getting open? Does he not trust himself to get him the ball? You know, Dustin, I am mystified. He, for most of training camp, threw beautiful deep passes. I mean, jaw-droppingly good. And they're not even trying to throw deep. So, again, is that a byproduct of trusting the protection, not trusting the receivers, not dialing it up? I mean, we're not going to get any insight from these guys on the Monday to Saturday construction of this thing. But it's pretty clear that it's flawed, right? And so I think you don't just blame Baker. You don't just blame accuracy, which has not been there, which is supposed to be his calling card. You know, we've heard publicly wrong routes or bad routes. You know, you look and see guys are open and he doesn't get there. Is he not in, you know, does he not think he can get it there? Does he just miss a guy? Is he locked in on guys? So, you know, I think between the Titans and then Greg Williams early on, you know, those teams gave some other teams a blueprint of kind of how to defend him. And I just don't think a lot has happened to gain confidence along the way. I don't have any problem with forcing Odell some touches early in the game to get him involved because we've seen that he can take it anytime to the house. But I am continually mystified by how it just isn't sustained from there, or just not being able to hit the simple 7-yard pass to one of the best receivers in the league. It's just I have no answer for why that hasn't happened.
Zach, Taysom Hill has more targets inside the 10-yard line than Odell Beckham Jr. Think about that for a second.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know by the numbers that the fade in the red zone is not a high percentage pass, but why do we know Odell Beckham? Because he jumps over people and catches the ball with one hand.
That's right.
So the numbers be damned.
We're talking with Zach Jackson. Zach, obviously Kareem Hunt back this week. You know, there's been some speculation, and Todd Monken was asked today about maybe the two of them being in the backfield together. But the way he answered the question made me think that isn't really a part of the game plan. I don't know. Do you think we'll see them out there together, and how much do you think Kareem Hunt will play?
I do. No, I don't know how much because I don't know how much of that is in your offense, right?
Right. Sure.
Now, maybe the good side of that is I'm not sure how anybody defends that anymore, or you just don't see that. But
true.
This team not getting anything from receivers 3 for 5, team having tight end issues and not having a true fullback on the roster, I absolutely think you'll see that to an extent, and you'll give them something to look at. Kareem Hunt, when he's right, and we didn't see him right in the preseason, now we're left to assume that he's right, is a really good back, and he is a really good pass-catching back. So, you know, I think, Bull, that you'll certainly see that to an extent, but until we see it, I don't know. I think, you know, Chubb has played, I think, 65 and 60% of the snaps over the last 3 games. I think we would all agree that's maybe a little light, right? But a Kareem Hunt who's even mostly right should be a significant upgrade over the last guy, and then, you know, specifically as a pass-catching back. But, you know, it's just like everything else. You've got to hit the simple plays and establish some flow to open things up. So, you know, I would expect Kareem Hunt to get some touches in early to try to get him involved and try to give the Bills something to think about. But I can't sit here and say that it's going to be 8, 10, 12 touches because we just, you know, every time they break the huddle, we're not sure what it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Zach. I mean, so how do you see the game playing out? I mean, you think the Browns have a chance to win this week? I mean, they're favored by 3. Adam still doesn't understand how they're favored by 3, but they are.
I know the Bills haven't beaten anybody, but
well, I think the numbers, you know, the numbers guys don't like the Bills. I know that.
And yeah.
Probably the number of times that a 2-6 team is favored over a 6-2 team is small. There might be reasons for that. But I think when you look at the game, you know, Buffalo has a better defense than the Browns based on the way that they've played lately. And we don't know what we're going to get from the Browns offense. So, you know, just fundamental things. If the Browns cut down their penalties, get in and out of the huddle, and can win the time of possession and turnover battle, then sure they can win, and everybody can talk themselves into the season not being over. But this defense is really good. Tre'Davious White and Jerry Hughes, I mean, these are guys that have been around. Sean McDermott, a guy who's been coaching high-level defense for a long, long time. They're playing pretty well. And Singletary has some pop. So, Yeah, I think it'll be a competitive game, and I think it'll be a low-scoring game. You know, just based on what I've seen from both teams. Obviously, I haven't seen that much of the Bills because they're still on that fringe primetime type thing. People don't want to buy them, even at 6-2, and I get that. So, you know, if we're in a situation where the Browns are in a three-point game in the fourth quarter, and they need that stop, they need that drive that takes 6 minutes off the clock, you know, we haven't seen them do it yet. You know, can they do it, and can that propel them forward? Sure. I mean, there is a lot to play for still here in the second half of the season. And mostly it's for your quarterback to look like himself again and for everybody to not have to worry about that position going forward.
We're talking with Zach Jackson. Zach, you talk about the quarterback not having to worry about it, right? Like, coming into this season, most of us, if not all of us, were convinced that the Browns had a sure thing quarterback, maybe even a great quarterback. And now I think that confidence has been shaken a little bit. I'd still be surprised if he doesn't end up being their quarterback for a long time, but now I'm questioning, you know, is he going to be great, or is he just going to be good, or is he going to be Andy Dalton? I don't know. What about you? What do you think right now about him long term?
Well, Andy threw a lot of interceptions early in his career, too.
He did.
You know, I just know these eight games have been awful. We've seen him do it the other way, right? We have seen pinpoint accuracy. We've seen supreme confidence. We've seen a command from a 23, 24-year-old that you don't see from a lot of guys of any age. We just haven't seen that this year. So, you know, I can't answer it until we see eight more games. It has to be much better than it's been. It's alarming when you look. I went back and looked at Russell Wilson's second year, at Eli Manning's second year, at Jared Goff's second year, at Jameis, at Andy Dalton. There's some hiccups, but there's nothing like this that crashes this much. So, it's only halfway through. Obviously, guys haven't made plays for him. You know, obviously, a lot has gone wrong otherwise. So I just think it's a really big 2 months for him specifically. And I'm mystified because, you know, I was never sure how high his ceiling was, but the accuracy last year sold me that he could be the guy. And it just hasn't been there. And it's got to be alarming for a lot of people in that building.
Because of his attitude, his ego, his cockiness, do you think he needs a coach like, you know, we talked about Josh McDaniels, who he's not afraid to yell at Tom Brady, right? Like, does he need a coach? Because it doesn't seem like Fred. Maybe Freddie does it behind the scenes. We don't know. But do you think he needs a coach that's going to get on him harder and I don't know if it's humble him or whatever it may be, but that's going to coach him harder?
I'm going to go total cop out with this one.
Okay.
I'm going to say I don't have the answer to that right now, but I will say this. He needs to understand that he needs to be coached, right? I think the Browns need to understand that they haven't won anything or done anything to impress anyone. If the first eight games have not instilled that upon them, then it's a lost cause. So I just think there needs to be an understanding that they all need to get better. They need to get on the same page. I mean, going back weeks, I haven't liked the body language. You know, just the whole communication. I mean, there's obviously been one or two egregious game management things from the sideline in every game. But just as you watch, like I said, the thing that sticks out with me is every time they get the ball, you're just not sure what they're trying to do. What did they set up on the last drive or two drives ago? Where do they want to attack this team? You're just not sure what that's going to be. And I just think until you see that and until you see simple throws get hit, 3, 4, 5 in a row to give guys the chance to take off with them or to give Nick Chubb the chance to be the closer instead of playing from 8 or 14 behind in the fourth quarter, then you haven't made any progress. And said everything's in play. I mean, it should be totally ridiculous for us to talk about a quarterback 21 starts in and a coach 8 starts in failing. But based on how bad it's been, it's not ridiculous to have those conversations. Yeah. It's really not.
Zach, before we let you go, how's the book? How's things going with the book?
I think pretty good. I would like to see them win a game, but
and help the book sales. That's for sure.
You know, I've been in the airport the last couple of weeks. I've seen it coming off the shelves in there. I've gotten a lot of feedback, you know, from people that see it at different places that have bought it, and so I appreciate it. So, what are we 2-3 weeks from Thanksgiving? So I'll really start bothering people online to buy it then.
Great holiday gift. There you go, Zach.
Thanks,
we appreciate it, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.